Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The Best Leadership Manual. When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2. I have read hundreds of leadership books and biographies of history's most influential leaders, but no book even comes close to the leadership principles I discover on an almost daily basis in my Bible. Without a doubt, my Bible is my go-to leadership book. A great place to start mining leadership principles is in the book of Proverbs. Take time to study just one of the 31 chapters each day, and you will be astounded at the leadership insights you will have gleaned by the end of the month. Take Proverbs 29 as an example. Reading through this chapter, I'm reminded that righteous leadership causes people to rejoice. A leader builds stability through consistent justice, but bribes or showing favoritism undermines a leader's foundation. Leaders who speak up for those without a voice of their own will continue to exert influence long after their tenure is over. Wise leaders energize people when they share a compelling vision. Justice comes through a righteous leader, but ultimate justice comes from God. I even read an important warning for leaders who make it their goal to lead righteously. Bloodthirsty men hate a man of integrity and seek to kill the upright. Verse 10. But even on the heels of that warning, I read this assurance to continue to lead righteously. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Verse 25. A mark of a godly leader is one who is continually finding new leadership principles in the Bible. Try it for yourself and see how applying God's wisdom will increase your influence as a leader. This is part 58 in my series on godly leadership. I've shared a link to all of the other posts in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.